has contacted the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, urging them to thoroughly investigate all the animal transfers that have taken place between the Lowry Park Zoo, the zoo's former president, Lex Salisbury, and Safari Wild, Salisbury's private operation, to determine that all these transfers were conducted legally, specifically any of those that involved threatened or endangered species.
Why are you concerned that they might not have?
Well, you know, I'm sure everyone is familiar by this point with the controversy that has been going on at the zoo, and a very large part of that controversy is the fact that so many animals, more than 200 animals, including endangered species, were allegedly sold and traded and loaned back and forth between the taxpayer-supported zoo and Salisbury's private ranch and his new enterprise, the Safari Park. And the Association of Zoos and Aquariums has suspended the zoo's accreditation, as well as Salisbury's, out of concerns that the zoo was not following their proper procedures for transfer of animals. And we just think it's very important that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service ensure that no federal laws were broken.
And if they find out that laws were broken, what would you like them to do?
We would like them to prosecute all parties involved to the fullest extent of the law. There is absolutely no reason why the Lowry Park Zoo should not have been following all procedures, especially federal law. And if any of these animal transfers are determined to have violated the law, the zoo should be prosecuted to the fullest extent.
And finally, Lisa, PETA in 2003 asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service about their dealings with Lowry Park Zoo regarding four African elephants. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yes. In 2003, the zoo captured and imported from Africa four wild elephants. And this was despite a worldwide outcry and objections from many, many animal experts, including elephant researchers in Africa. But U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service allowed this import. And we consider that a shining example of the fact that Lowry Park Zoo puts its profits above animals' welfare. And therefore, we think it's especially critical that any of these more than 200 animal transfers be thoroughly investigated.